The next case was also presented by Dr. Lunin.
This is a 77-year-old white female, otherwise healthy, who was found to have a 3-centimeter invasive ductal carcinoma, was ERPR negative, HER2 new positive by FISH, and she was found to have 2 out of 12 nodes that were positive in her regional lymph node dissection. And she came to me for discussion of adjuvant therapy.
Can you talk a little bit more about her, her lifestyle, her general health, and her attitude?
She's otherwise healthy. She really has minimal comorbid conditions. I don't think that she was paying particularly close attention to her breast exam, but I wouldn't call this a neglected tumor. She had fairly large breasts. And she, I think, was stunned at the concern I had with regard to breast cancer mortality in this older patient. And in this particular patient, she's more terrified of chemotherapy than she is of breast cancer.
So Peter, just plugging her numbers in or thinking about the issue of comorbid mortality in a 77-year-old woman, how would you think through the numbers in this case?
A 77-year-old is going to have like a 25% 10-year competing mortality, even if she's in good health. However, here she is. She's node positive, HER2 positive, ER negative. She actually has a more substantial risk of dying of breast cancer than of dying of something else. So this is the kind of patient for whom one might really seriously consider treating with chemotherapy despite her age. And we all know the uncertainties. There's uncertainties about how good chemotherapy is in older patients, but there's no biological reason to believe that it isn't effective. And I know what's coming up here, and at least in part the temptation is, what do you do if she refuses to take chemotherapy in terms of giving her trastuzumab?